Now, Michael, of course, it's great to see you here again. Unfortunately, the wrong team took the trophy home in the under-19s, but still, it's one of those things, since we caught up in Inverell, it's great changes in the game in that age group because, of course, there's now more emphasis on getting through to that under-20s at a world championship level, playing for Australian under-20s, because we've now got under-19s. Have you seen the sort of dynamic effect of that in regards to the Darling Downs and the kids that are coming through?
I think the main thing that we work on is we're just giving the boys the freedom to play. They're not pigeonholed to do a certain thing in a certain area of the field. They play right across the field.
And what about our program for now? We've got the Border Cup under our belt, but we've got country championships where we play three different areas and come into a South Queensland side, or is it a bit more spread out?
No, we go to Gladstone next week to play Central Queensland, and then we go just back to club football until the 20th of May, and we play the South Queensland championships. And the guys that go from there, they go to South Queensland and then on to the country if they're good enough.
And that's something that you must be so proud of, not only as a Gundawindi boy, but also, of course, part of being the Downs. There's so many of those players that have been in those lower age groups, such as Will Gilberts and also Jack Hooks, have not only been fantastic at that lower age group, but now are wearing the purple shirt that is the Queensland Country Healers shirt and out here today playing for Downs.
Absolutely. I think they've just been given a really good grounding from a lower age. They've gone away to boarding school, some of them haven't. They're just reaping the rewards. I just like to see more money, as I said to you last time, come to the lower grassroots of the game instead of all being top heavy.
Well, I think the exciting thing for Gundawindi is after all that head smashing, we've actually got something going, and it's called Reds to Rookies. Okay, that's on the 1st of April. It's for the young tackers, but at least, you know, Queensland Rugby's recognising that. And also I think it's great to see that finally on the 22nd of April, we're going to get some Queensland Reds players coming out as well. And that's something we've been, you know, baking for around about 10 years to try and get some players out. Because all you blokes do is, not only at the senior level, but at the junior level, produce hundreds and hundreds of kids to come out and play. You know, you've literally had tens of thousands of kids in the last 20 years playing rugby.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. They've got to do more. The top level has got to do more to help the younger blokes down low by sending Reds and guys that are named players in the game, not just people that are fringe players. I think it works a whole lot better.
But also kids, you know, the great thing about it is they'll be inspired by those players to know that they'll be able to get into that pathway that's the Queensland Reds. But the better thing might be slipping over the border and maybe playing for Moree or Narrabri, increasing the IQ. Won't have to have that extra sort of hole in the shirt for the other head. But it's one of those things that it's a great thing about today, not only as a Gundy fellow, but just the rivalry we've got between those two clubs, between the Bulls and the Emus.
Oh, absolutely. I know when I was playing myself, we used to love coming and playing Moree. It was just full on, and bash and barge.
Yeah, and the great thing about the Border Cup is now that it's got a set home in Central North there, in Moree, so it's good for the Gundy fellas. Yeah, it's great for Darling Downs, but it's great for the Gundy fellas knowing after all the travel you do, because you only do on average, you know, every second week 3 hours travel, you know, you'll be able to play some representative footy. And also the great thing is that both the 19s and also the Opens are stacked full of Emus players.
This year, well, you know, we've been fortunate. The last few years, we haven't had a lot of kids come home from school. This year, we've got at least six have come home from school and they're in this Downs 19 side, which, you know, is terrific. They deserve the rewards they're getting, and I just hope they continue on.
And after that slashing interview 2 years ago in Inverell, you're still employed, they're still looking after you there, and Rob Johnson still talks to you at work?
Yeah, Rob talks to me. McGregor Goulet are still my bosses. Yeah, they're really good. They back us. They back the B grade in Gundy. They back the sponsor A grade here. And they're great.
Well, they might have done a wrong turn by employing Dan Sweeney, but if he can play out on the field as he is for the Sandi Central North Kookaburras, everything will be sweet. But great to catch up with you, Mick. You're doing a great job at a junior level there. It's a really important pathway, not only for the fact that you're producing players to go to that next level, but also you're keeping kids in the game, you know, for the rest of their lives, maybe for another 10 years of rugby, but also contributing as officials and coaches themselves.
Yeah, it's not just me. It's Cameron Littleton, the sidekick, and Mick Jerusha has come on board this year, and Bill McNaughton, Mitch Simpson, the general manager of Downs Rugby. You know, it's a team effort. It's not any one of us doing any particular thing, but we all enjoy it, and we wouldn't be here otherwise if we didn't love doing it.
Thanks, Mick, and we wish you all the best.